When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
Hey, everybody, this is a members preview for today's members episode. If you want to hear the whole thing and you're listening on YouTube, go ahead and hit the join button or the link in the description to become a member on YouTube. And if you're listening to this on the podcast feed, go ahead and become a member at theconfessionalspodcast.com/join, and you can hear the whole episode today.
Merkel Media.
This was all circulating around the base that a giant had been killed, but no one was supposed to talk about it.
I saw three long bony fingers reach up underneath the door, curl up to grab it, and then disappear.
When he came over to me, dude, he slithered over to me.
And this giant comes out of the cave and they're all frozen. And he starts running and firing at this giant. Well, the giant moves. He's got a spear in one hand, and he's running really fast. And spears Dan and holds him up like this. Somebody yells, shoot him in the face, shoot him in the face. They basically decapitate him.
Got closer. When he got about 15 yards away from me, I raised that 12 gauge, and I blow this head off.
I feel something pulling at my leg. And I look over, and there are two small gray entities pulling at me. And they're literally, I'm getting pulled off the bed.
I reach my hand into this bush, and I touch air. Couldn't breathe, and I couldn't move, because I know I'm seeing a monster.
All right, today we have Dakota on the show. How are you doing, man?
Oh, dude, if I had a tail, it'd be wagging.
I don't know if anybody's ever said that on the show before. I appreciate you being here. And we were just talking a little bit here, and your situation's a little unique because it was drug-induced. But what you guys experienced, I think, is pretty deep. And you know, I'll even share this with you and the audience. We get emails from people who, you know, will have some pretty wild experiences, but they'll be honest and they'll say it was induced by drugs. And it's hard to bring that onto the show because I don't know how the audience would receive it, because like sometimes people have experiences on drugs that are very, very legitimate. And then some of it's like, well, how do we know it wasn't just a hallucination? And I'm not the guy to define the two. But your situation, I think when people hear it, they're going to be like, oh yeah, there was definitely something going on there beyond just, oh, he was hallucinating because he was on a drug. So I would like for you to kind of share this story. And it does start with your childhood, though. I think that foundation does need to be laid out. So I'm going to hand it over to you, man, and share with me and the audience kind of your life story on how this kind of unfolded for you.
Okay. Whenever I was born to parents who were both addicted to methamphetamine. My biological father, he got sentenced to 20 years for interstate transportation. My mother continued on the habits. So I entered the foster care system, like 3 years old, 3.5 years old. Got adopted around four or five. I was the first child that my parents adopted. My parents had been fostering kids and continued to foster kids even after they adopted me, and six more kids followed after me. I'm the only one that is biologically like me from that family. I have two sisters and a brother who all have the same mom and dad. And I have two brothers and a sister that also have the same family. But I love each and every one of my siblings, just like it was biological. I don't know any other way. But the way I describe it growing up in that home, which my adopted parents, they were Christian, and I truly feel like their intent was in the right place. They, you know, they had the right heart for it. But I compare it to like Thanksgiving, whenever you're waiting at grandma's house, you smell the food being prepared. You got to wait for everybody to show up. You get hungry because you skip breakfast. And so it's time to eat and you load up your plate. And then halfway through, you can't stomach another bite. Seven kids with predisposed issues to abuse, to whether mental health, you know, it's a lot for anybody. I don't care if you're Superman or what. But anyways, that led to a lot of stress at home, especially as we started to enter our teen years. So one thing we used to be told as kids, you know, you're not from my loins. You're not from my loins. And like, if we get in trouble, it's, you know, you'll never be nothing but a whatever our biological last name was. And, you know, as you continue to hear this, and I don't think my parents realized that at the time, but they are speaking those generational curses on us too, just kind of reinforcing it, telling us we'll never be nothing but drug addicts. And I hope people don't interpret this as me denying my own accountability for the things I do later on. Sorry. But I do want to set up where I was in that 18, 19 year old mindset. So right before I turned 18, we were all getting the boot. So I had two older siblings above me. The day they turned 18, it's out on your own, you know, leave the nest. So I went out on my own. I was off and on homeless a little bit, you know, couch surfing. I ended up finding a decent place to rent, just renting a room. And during this time, I started to have a bad habit of supplement abuse, whether it was drinking, marijuana, and occasionally pills, you know, MDMA. My headphones are about to die. I'm sorry, man.
Oh yeah, just turn off your headphones. Just turn them off, and then we'll just switch over to your phone. All right, you there?
Yes.
All right, cool. Well, I mean, we were actually debating, you know, how we were gonna do headphones or no headphones. I guess the headphones decided for us.
Yeah. So like I said, I was going through a lot of substance abuse, and I'll say during this time, I wouldn't say I was suicidal, but I just didn't care if I died. You know, I just didn't see a point to this. You know, I felt like I had already lost two sets of parents, you know, and kind of feeling disowned. And I just continued to make poor decisions. Now, the brother who was right below me in age, he reached the age of 18. Like I said, at this point, I had already rented a room, and like I didn't want him to go through what I went through whenever I first left home. So I tried to have a big part on his life, and I tried to help him find somewhere to stay. And the place that he ended up staying at, he was renting a room from this middle age. He was a Filipino guy. It's kind of weird. Doesn't have anything to do with the story, but he was a nudist, which really like threw me off, because you go over and here's this, you know, 45-year-old naked man. It's like, hey, so my brother rented this room, and the gentleman rented out like three or four rooms there. But at the time, it was only my brother there, and there was a guy by the name of Cody. Now, Cody, I'll describe Cody. Cody had long, ragged black hair. You know, he had hazel eyes. He usually sported a toboggan. He had tattoos on his arms. He had like a jazz musician's goatee. Kind of like a punk rock skater vibe. But Cody was extremely knowledgeable on the Bible. And this was about 2 years after I left home. And right after I left home, you know, I was like, if there is a God, man, I hate you. I can't understand any of this, what would be the point of it, you know? Also, during this time, I had very little accountability on my behalf, too. But by the time my brother was out there, I was starting to look into the Bible on my own, not through the church or anybody else, but actually, you know, in my quiet place. And I really started to get interested in the Book of Enoch, the Tower of Babel, and a few other things. Now, Cody, anytime I went over there, there was oftentimes he'd fast for like 3 or 4 days at a time. I never specifically asked Cody if he was Christian, but he did believe in God. And like I say, man, his knowledge on the Bible was just incredible. I mean, you'd think the dude went to seminary school or something. But he'd often go out and he'd meditate in the woods. There was a spillway pretty close to the house, and it was like a water creek that ran through the woods, and he'd go out there and he'd meditate for like 5-6 hours at a time, and he'd come back to the house. But I began to consider Cody a friend. You know, he was always very kind whenever we went over there, and any sort of question I had, he was happy to answer. So there was one day I was at my house, and my little brother, Aaron, is his name. Aaron came to me, and he tells me about him tripping on this drug that Cody and him had done. Now, this drug is a drug that can commonly be found in any Dollar General or Walmart. It's called dextromorphine. It's just a chemical component of the drug. It's not the drug itself. It's just a part of these cold or, you know, flu medicines. And the way he had described it, he said it felt like it put a glow around life and everything around him, and he was just overjoyed. So he tells me that I need to try it. So, you know, being the good decision maker I was like, heck yeah. Went down to Dollar General, picked up what we needed, and took an unhealthy amount, probably like 14, 15 pills. My brother told me that I should be throwing up in like maybe 15, 20 minutes, but by that time, the dex will already be in your system. He did end up throwing up. I never did. Aaron then told me, hey, we should go back to my house and hang out with Cody. And on the way there, Cody met us halfway, which I thought was kind of weird. We didn't call him. We didn't, you know, text him or anything. But we were just walking there. But we told him what we had done. And Cody had some in his room already of the same drug. And he ends up taking it as well.
How long does it take for the effects to set in?
So I had no idea. And it was like a slow crescendo. So I didn't feel any difference for like the first hour and a half. We were hanging out in their backyard. Their landlord wasn't home at this time. And we're sitting around a table. And slowly I start to feel myself, you know, just in my head. I'm just, you know, sitting there thinking. I'm no longer really being social. I'm just kind of there thinking in my head. And I start to think about the Tower of Babel. Because at the time, I didn't understand, one, how could these people build a tower to the heavens whenever we've sent, you know, a spaceship to the moon? Now, I kind of feel like they didn't build a tower to the heavens. Like maybe there was some sort of ancient technology that they were trying to access other dimensions. Or maybe they were just judged on their intent. But just the fact of them having the one language all across the world, that was really interesting to me. I was sitting there and I hadn't said a word. And Cody looks at me, he's like, yeah, man, Tower of Babel, that's one of the good ones. I was like, that's a good one to read about. And during that time, I just thought maybe I'd said something earlier and I just didn't pay attention. So I didn't think it was too weird. So my little brother, he says that he wants to go get a bag of spice or K2. And once again, being the great decision makers we were, we all threw in and sent him on his mission.
What is spice or K2?
So during, I'd say like 2008 to early 2010s, all the gas stations had it. And it was supposed to be a potpourri that you burned, but everybody was smoking it. And I mean, gas stations knew it. Nowadays, it's illegal. You can't get it. But it's supposed to be like a type of weed, but it's just really not good, man. It's not healthy, bad for your mind. Just stay away from it, kids. Seriously. So he had to walk like maybe a mile and a half, 2 miles down the road to meet the guy, get whatever he needed. So it was just me and Cody there at that time. While I'm sitting there, the drugs are starting to take more and more of an effect. And it starts to feel like my whole body is vibrating. Kind of like whenever you play a white key and a black key right next to each other on a piano, the dissonance that you hear. That's the way my whole body felt. It started to make me a little nervous, make me anxious. And Cody looks at me. He says, "Hey, buddy, you don't have nothing to worry about. It's just turbulence." Like turbulence in an airplane whenever you hit a pocket of air. And I didn't think about that at the time. So I'm waiting on Aaron to get back. Cody starts telling me about the power of language, okay? Like I couldn't follow what he was saying, but he was trying to tell me how powerful words can be. And he asked me to pick up a cup that was on the table. And I picked it up and he said, "If I had never said anything, you would have never done that. That is the power behind words." He also talked about how whenever people sit in a circle, like energy is more easily passed between them, and just talking about how he's going to be a disciple, and just more and more of it started not making sense. So Aaron gets back, and during this time, his landlord had gotten back. So once his landlord gets back, we didn't want to smoke out back because we didn't want him getting mad at them. So he said, "Hey, come to the spillway where I always meditate." And I was like, "That's cool. That's fine." So we go to the woods. And by this time, the drugs are really starting to take effect. We get to the woods and we all sit in like a little circle right there by the waterway. And my brother starts loading the pipe. And Cody starts telling me that we should say a chant.
This was a preview of today's member episode. If you like what you heard and you want to hear more of it, go to theconfessionalspodcast.com. Become a member if you're listening on the podcast feed. And if you're watching on YouTube, go ahead and click the join button or the link in the description, and you can become a member today on YouTube and get this show.
Hey guys, it's Erin Andrews from Calm Down with Erin and Carissa. They say you can't plan for the unexpected, but they probably haven't heard of Aflac. You know them as the famous duck, but Aflac is a leader in supplemental insurance. They can better prepare you for life's surprises by helping cover expenses your health insurance doesn't. Even with good health insurance, medical bills are no joke. Many people don't realize health insurance wasn't designed to cover everything, which means money set aside for essentials like rent goes towards unexpected medical bills instead. That's where Aflac comes in. They pay cash that can be used for anything you choose. Think copays, deductibles, and even non-medical expenses like gas or groceries. Without Aflac, if you're sick or injured, gaps in your coverage can come back to haunt you. With Aflac, you can better protect yourself against the unexpected and help provide you and your family with financial security and added peace of mind. You can't predict the future, but you can better prepare for it with Aflac. Get help with expenses health insurance doesn't cover. Visit Aflac.com to learn more.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it. Your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
I bet you've probably been to the doctor's office in the past few months. I bet you had to hand over personal info like your insurance, your ID, maybe even your social security number. And I bet you weren't thinking about how your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal information. If any one of them isn't careful, it's a good bet they could accidentally expose your details to hackers and identity theft, putting you at risk. Fortunately, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. With plans covering up to $3 million for stolen funds and expenses. Don't take chances with your personal info. Help protect it even when it's out of your hands. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code IHEART. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Protect your boats and recreational vehicles with FBP RV and Marine Antifreeze. It has burst-proof protection down to negative 50 degrees, keeping you protected against freezing temperatures. Keep your winter worry-free with FBP ready-to-use RV and Marine Antifreeze now at Menards. Visit us in-store or on Menards.com and shop our great selection of automotive products.
Save big money at
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it, heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
Chances are, you've been to the doctor recently and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.